Hello, this is Jeff Steiner from Americans in France. I am talking with Nancy Dawson. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And where are you today?
I live in Saint-Avit-Seigneur, but it's so small that most likely no one has heard about it. We're about 45 kilometers from Bergerac, which is just about dead center in the Dordogne, or the Périgord, as most people call it here.
Where is that in France?
Southwest. It's the area that is almost due east of Bordeaux, and it comprised part of the Aquitaine.
So is it a village you live in?
No, we live outside the village, but only about a half a kilometer. Our village is, I think, now 450-some people. It was larger, actually, even in medieval times than it is now, and that's very typical of Périgordian villages, because you have these enormous fortress churches. It's primarily agricultural. There are a lot of really wonderful wines that are grown in the Périgord, but that centers more around Bergerac. They're famous for their Bergerac wines, the rosé, the sec, the blanc, and a parchment, which is a red wine, very rich.
Oh, that I don't know about. No, I'm not.
That's really, it's a good winter wine. And then there's a very, very well-known sort of dessert wine that's called Montbazillac.
Okay. Ah, yes, that one I've heard about, I think. I think I've heard about that one.
But our region is cows and, interestingly enough, tobacco and sheep, some sheep and goats. But I'd say the larger of the two are cows and tobacco. But tourism is most likely the biggest part of our economy. Our village has a really beautiful 11th century abbey, which is on one of the lists of the United Nations protected sites.
UNESCO protected?
Yes. That's right, yes. And there's another church that is about 10 miles or 10 kilometers up the road from us. That's a big Cistercian abbey that supposedly had the Shroud of Christ for a while. It was a fake. But many of the pilgrimages to Compostela, people came this route to stop at that abbey.
They stopped there on the way, yeah, of course. And how long have you been living in France for?
We moved here with our cats in the fall of 2009, and then we moved our furniture. We closed our apartment in New York and moved in the spring of 2010. So depending on how you count it, almost 3 years or a little over 3 years.
And how was it to get a visa?
That's an interesting story, and our situation is unusual. My husband is an artist, and he was a New York abstract painter, and he was fairly well known, and we came to the Périgord to visit some friends once and fell in love with it, and then when we visited some of the caves, you know, the prehistoric cave paintings, which is another tourist attraction.
In Alaska, yeah, we went there for my honeymoon. My wife's honeymoon, we went through there. Well, you don't see the original. You see like a copy.
Yeah, but there are plenty of caves where you can see the originals. That probably won't last indefinitely because our presence in caves changes the climate in a cave.
Yeah, that's what happened in Alaska. Yeah, so.
But you still can see some, and it's one of the most astonishing things to stand in front of a really beautiful work of art that is 15 to 20,000 years old.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. But getting back to the visa.
Okay. We saw the cave paintings. John gave a class for some New York artists here. And then over a period of about 3 years, we decided to buy property and we wanted to move. And so John applied for what was then new, and this is 3 years ago, the visa of talent et compétence, which I think the French government, and it was explained to us by the consulate in New York, is this, that it is for to bring creative people and academic people, scientists, artists, to both develop a kind of exchange, you know, with colleagues and enrich France. And John, I think, was one of the early applicants, and he got it without even doing it. I mean, we applied and we went to the consulate in New York, and in a couple of weeks, we got our visas. And my visa is attached to his as his wife.
Uh-huh.
And when we got our carte de séjour, or our teacher de séjour, John's is for 3 years, as mine is, I have to renew every year.
Now, would you say that the process was difficult? Would you say it was a...
Oh, very easy for us.
What consulate were you in?
New York City.
Would you find them helpful?
Oh, gosh, yes. The head of the consulate was the one that interviewed John. Actually, even before that, John called them up because he wanted to find out about the artist visa. I don't want to call it an artist visa because that's not inclusive enough, but it's a talent et compétences, which means talents and competences. And he called them up to ask them about it, and they were so helpful on the phone. And then when we came, the head of the consulate was the actual person to interview us.
That's very good, because I've heard some stories, but it seems like it's actually not so bad. I mean, it's not
No, and when we were there, we stood in line like everybody else, and I